Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Rebecca in the Carolinas who has this problem. I'm on payroll, so I have withholding, but my husband is supposed to pay quarterly taxes because he's self-employed. He didn't do it at all in June. I got concerned, so I used the voucher and mailed a scant $100 check. It was all I could afford. September is near. What are the penalties for just ignoring this the way he wants to? Well, Rebecca, I can see that you're upset, and if you're filing a joint return with your husband, or planning to, you have good reason to worry. Not because of the penalties, though. The penalties really aren't that high. In fact, I've seen instances where someone owed $20,000 on April 15th, but the underpayment penalties were under $1,000. It all depends on when your profits are earned. The real problem you're going to face, though, is paying the unpaid taxes in full on June 15th. Let's face it. If your husband doesn't have enough money to pay the taxes he owes on this quarter's income, how is he going to set aside enough money to pay for all four quarters by April? He's already not managing his money in a business-like fashion, and being married, he pulls you down with him. Even if you file separately to avoid having your wages attached when he owes taxes, you'll still have problems. 1. Both of you are apt to pay higher taxes by married filing separately. 2. If your income would have been low enough to qualify for an earned income credit, you would flat out lose it. 3. If your husband is using your joint account for business instead of his own account, that will be attached by IRS when he ignores the notices and doesn't pay. He'd still have to pay the taxes on his income somehow, and ultimately it will come from joint funds, which will cost you more when you add in the future penalties and interest. And 5. Worst of all, you'll constantly be fighting and arguing. This is the kind of neglect that grows to break up marriages. I'm really, really sorry to tell you this, and I know your husband is quite irked that you're nagging him about this, but this is important. Have him start setting aside the money for the next estimated payment now, and start setting aside money towards the rest of the April balance as soon as he can. Unless you both do some really good tax planning, your husband should always set aside 25% of his income each month for taxes. Then you'll always have your taxes paid up, and perhaps some extra left over to pay for tax advice to cut future bills, and maybe even money left over for a vacation. And remember, you'll find answers to lots of questions about marital tax issues and other tax information free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.